Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 13th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in leadership in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Our Next Right Step.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus got into a boat, and his disciples followed him. A windstorm arose on the sea, so great that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep. And they went and woke him up, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. And Jesus said to them, Why are you afraid, you of little faith? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and sea, and there was a dead calm. The disciples were amazed, saying, What sort of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Why are you afraid, you of little faith? Hearing Jesus' questions today, July 1st of 2025, an honest, vulnerable response from this disciple is guilty as charged on both counts. What is your response? What will be a next right step in the midst of this stormy boat? I admit being a frightened disciple and confess my faith and hope seem small and shaky. And you, my fellow disciple, I ask because we are in this boat together. We are all in the same storms. A storm whose waves of disregard for human dignity, churning larger and larger, seem to be drenching our efforts to proclaim the truth that all persons have the right to have rights. These waves of disregard for human dignity are smacking against the hull of our commitment, threatening to break it into splinters. It's a storm with relentless squalls of nonchalant negligence and chosen ignorance of what it means to act in ways that do not care for our common home, but hurt it. Squalls that threaten to sink Earth herself. Yet, do you notice we only grip tighter with each crash to the stern and the hull of our collective will to proclaim the good news of the gospel? White-knuckled, our puny faith and shaky hope are actually what keep us in the boat. We followed you into this boat of discipleship, Lord, your mercy and person before our eyes, and we are not letting go. Frightened, yes, yet we are staying, focusing on you, our Christ, incarnate Word, God with us. With our eyes focused on Christ, Pantocrator, in the beginning, the Word, creator of seas, winds, earth, humanity, we are not letting go. Even as the storm's darkness futilely attempts to douse the light of the world. Trusting this light, the light that we know no darkness can extinguish, we see clearly, as if the turbulent, thick clouds disappear all at once. Breathing in the calm of this truth, of God with us, our vision gains clarity. Our faith deepens and enlarges, and hope expands. Though the storms rage, there is literally not one inch, not a centimeter of space for the churning seas to collect in our craft. Crashing waves continue, and we do not sink. Lightning and thunder wrap round us. They only serve to incite our will to recommit to our yes. Reigniting our passion for the possible, our commitment for revealing the reign of God here and now, and yes, yet to come. So my friends, fellow disciples, we choose to stay with our yes in the storm, just as our Lord chooses to remain with us, because this is our next right step.